SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, Australia hits back against allegations of dumping aluminium in the US. Anthony Albanese admits there's more to be done to help stolen generation survivors. And in football, a teenager gets a surprise call-up to the Matildas. With the lads from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sunila Wasti. Trade Minister Don Farrell has countered American claims Australia has been breaking agreements with the US on aluminium trade. Donald Trump's trade advisor, Peter Navarro, has said Australia was killing the US aluminium trade through its imports by essentially flooding the market, or dumping. But Mr. Farrell says Australia has been complying with obligations agreed to by previous governments. He says the federal government has been encouraging steel and aluminium manufacturers to seek alternative markets.
In the last 12 months, the caps that have been talked about, we have not exceeded. The products that we've got into the United States have been at lower caps. And why is that? Well, when we came to government, of course, we had all of our eggs in the one basket, but of course we diversified our trading relationship.
Australia is seeking an exemption from US President Donald Trump's 25% tariff on all imported steel and aluminium. The Prime Minister has announced a redress scheme for the stolen generations will be extended as Federal Parliament marks the 17th anniversary of the National Apology. Anthony Albanese says the scheme will be extended until the end of June in 2028, giving survivors from the Northern Territory, the ACT and the Jervis Bay Territory an extra 18 months to apply for compensation. The anniversary of the apology is being observed days after a Healing Foundation report found only 6% of the recommendations of the 1997 Bringing Them Home report, which investigated the forced removal of children from their families, had been implemented. Mr. Albanese has told guests at the Parliament's official National Apology Day breakfast that he understands there is more work to do.
The apology could not have happened without your courage, nor would we have had the annual report that is closing the gap. Yet, like the Freedom Ride, it was the target of controversy and hostile opposition. The power of hindsight only serves to render that opposition even more baffling. So the apology was never intended as the end of the story, rather, as Prime Minister Rudd said, the beginning of a new chapter.
Nurses and midwives have rallied in central Sydney to try and reassure the public that healthcare is safe in the wake of the anti-Semitic video from Bankstown Hospital. Two nurses have been stood down and are being investigated by police after making anti-Semitic comments in uniform at the hospital. One of the nurses saying she would kill rather than treat Israeli patients. The New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association has scrapped a proposed rally outside New South Wales Parliament House pertaining to their current pay dispute to instead send a message to the public. The association's Michael Waits says the two nurses are not at all typical of most healthcare workers.
There is no room for hate in healthcare. Our union, our members, we stand against racism, we stand against bigotry. The comments that were made yesterday by two individuals do not reflect our professions, do not reflect the belief of our membership. We want to assure people of the Israeli and Jewish communities that you are safe when you come to New South Wales Health for healthcare.
New South Wales Police are expected to provide an update on their investigation later today. Egypt and Qatar are intensifying efforts to save the Gaza ceasefire deal amid concern violence could resume. A Hamas delegation has now arrived in Cairo to continue the ceasefire talks. Israel and Hamas are yet to agree on the second phase of the truce. Egypt and Qatar, alongside the United States, brokered the deal that took effect on the 19th of January after more than a year of extensive diplomatic efforts. US President Donald Trump says he expects to meet his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, to try and end the war in Ukraine. Mr. Trump has spoken extensively with both Mr. Putin and Ukraine's President, Volodymyr Zelensky, and says they both expressed a desire for peace. Mr. Trump says his first meeting with Mr. Putin could come in Saudi Arabia.
We expect that he'll come here and I'll go there. And we're going to meet also probably in Saudi Arabia. The first time we'll meet in Saudi Arabia, see if we can get something done. But we want to end that war. That war is a disaster. It's a really bloody, horrible war.
Mr. Putin invaded Ukraine 3 years ago next week. Earlier, Mr. Trump's defense secretary, Pete Hegseth, said Ukraine has to give up its desire to join NATO and regain all the territory Russia has taken in the war, signalling a dramatic change to the US approach to the conflict. Mr. Trump campaigned on quickly ending the war in Ukraine, although he's never explained exactly how he would do this. In football, Melbourne Victory teenager Alana Murphy has earned a surprise call-up to the Matildas squad. She's been picked as a replacement for Claire Wheeler, who was withdrawn from the Australian squad for the She Believes Cup in the United States, having suffered a thigh injury playing with her English club Everton. Murphy is a 19-year-old defensive midfielder who has never before played for the national side. The Matildas will play Japan, Colombia and the United States in the She Believes Cup, their first game coming against Japan on the 21st of February. I'm Sunila Wasti. That's the latest from the SBS newsroom.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.